This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Mike, I like that introduction.
Yes.
And I'm going to marry two things that you like, the draft and gambling.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Vegas odds.
Oh, my God. Mel Kiper's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Why does he look like a Christmas ornament? His hair is perfectly round. What am I looking at?
Perfectly round, and he went full blonde.
I have nothing. David, you must take a picture of this. Carry on.
You ready for the odds?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
That was jarring.
All right. The number one selection I think we all know is Caleb Williams. Not going to get much juice on that. That's at minus 10,000.
Also, the dude who wears number 13 on the Bears has just changed his number.
Yeah.
One problem. That's Keenan Allen's number two. Just saying, someone's wearing 13.
Right.
It's going to be someone who makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So at number two, according to FanDuel, the odds who get selected, you want to take a guess?
I would say Jaden Daniels is your favorite.
Jaden Daniels is minus 155.
Doesn't it seem like they've kind of settled on him?
Yeah.
And honestly, you have to remember the business element of this. Lamar plays right down the road, takes up all the oxygen in the corridor. If you're the Washington franchise, and it has been ever since RG3, you've been searching. You've been dying to have somebody. What is Jaden Daniels comp to?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. You had Cousins, but Cousins wasn't sexy.
This will sell tickets. This is a sexy brand of football. And let's face it, they're playing catch-up because they're pretty reviled.
And number three. According to FanDuel,
Drake May.
Minus 100, Drake May.
I think he's falling. You've seen the reports lately. I don't know. Listen, I don't think any of these guys are perfect.
Oh, well, now it gets fun.
Okay, go ahead.
Fourth selection.
Marvin Harrison.
You got two people. But Harrison is minus 200.
Okay.
JJ plus 400.
Now, JJ's got to be the favorite at five.
The favorite at five is Malik Nabers at plus 200.
What's JJ, plus 250?
At six, there is no favorite.
Even Steven.
I don't know who's picking at six, but apparently who's picking at six, they don't know what they're doing.
The Giants are at six, so it would be Roma Dunze. It would be JJ McCarthy.
Nabers is plus 170. Rome is plus 340. JJ is plus 550.
All right. So,
maybe clear cut person.
The Giants
at six.
The Giants are A, in a position where Minnesota could leap them and take the quarterback, and all of a sudden, Nabers falls to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, JJ's odds would go up.
So basically, it looks like unless JJ goes four, his odds start to
fall. It means
the
draft starts with the New York Football Giants.
At number
just leave
seven,
me alone.
At number seven, it's Joe Alt minus 105.
That's not a heavy favorite at all. Who's second choice at seven?
I got to pull that up. At eight,
Atlanta, Dallas Turner.
Yeah, Dallas Turner.
Okay,
plus 340.
Okay, what's the team at nine? Bears.
Bears.
Can I just say wide receiver?
You can say wide receiver. You want to keep going?
Yeah, who's, go ahead.
Rome Adunze.
Oh.
Plus 250.
That is your guy.
It is.
All right, at 10.
At 10.
Who is it?
You want to take a guess?
No, I just need to know what team. I don't have it all committed to memory.
Hold on.
Who's 10?
Number 10 is, no, that's not Atlanta. I'm sorry.
I know 11 was Minnesota and 12 is the Broncos. Who the hell's 10? Jets?
Jets
at 10?
Yes.
All right. I'll say what they should do. I would just say Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers is... Bell's broken.
Whoa!
Is correct. Plus 250.
Kenny, that's going to hurt my heart. I love that kid, but once he plays for the Jets, he's dead to me. He's done. I will slander him at every turn. Go ahead. 11 is Minnesota.
No, we're just going to do the 10, plus I got some other ones for you.
Oh, okay. My bad. Go ahead.
No, no, no. If you want to go top three in order, and you want to go Caleb, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May, that's plus 125.
I just still think Drake May, something's going to happen.
So if you think that, now if you think JJ is going to sneak in there, Caleb, Jaden Daniels 2, JJ at 3, that's plus 650.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The Lions. What position will the Lions draft? Not player. What position will the Lions draft? You can get odds on this, according to FanDuel.
Here's my guess. Not that I'm saying it's what they should do. I'm saying availability. Wide receiver's the favorite.
David?
I'm kind of looking at it already.
Okay,
sorry. Kenny.
Shame.
I will say edge rusher.
Kenny's closer. Kenny has the second best odds.
Okay.
Defensive lineman, defensive end, plus 290. Wide receiver, plus 420.
Is O-line, corner.
O-line tied with the D-line, plus 290. Corner is the favorite. That's plus 135.
I will say, if you're betting on this, you need to call the number. Like, acting like you can figure out what they're doing at 29 this far ahead of the draft without knowing any of what takes place on draft night. Please don't. This is a bad idea. Don't do this. Go ahead.
Where will Michael Penix go?
New York.
New York is on the list.
All right. That's all I need. I need hope.
David, you already what?
I was going to guess New York also.
Okay.
No, I'm not allowed to be happy, Kenny. That's just not how
New
it works.
New York plus 600.
Oh, we're not the favorite.
All Broncos plus 470. Vikings plus 470.
Can I throw a wild card?
Yes.
Have you been seeing more of the Rams associated with your man, Penix?
I've seen some stuff, but not according to Vegas.
Okay.
Raiders plus 380. The other quarterback.
Bo Nix. Go ahead.
You
Denver's got to be the favorite.
Denver is the favorite. Denver is minus 130.
Okay. You can list the others. Don't Giants. Put New York on this list.
Oh. Giants plus 700.
Thank God. All right. A long shot.
And the Raiders are plus 750.
Let me ask you guys a question. Outside of the top three draft picks, are we all getting too comfortable with Bo Nix to the Broncos? Like, it just feels like Sean Payton has made his choice? Or do you think it's actually happening?
I think it's actually happening. I really do.
See, I think the Broncos are kind of whistling past the graveyard, hoping that no one makes any moves, no one does anything, and they can just kind of sit there
and take JJ
without any draft capital and either get JJ or Nix, whoever's there, but we didn't have to make a move.
No, we're just going to sit there. I think Nix is who's available. I will be shocked if Minnesota traded and got pick 23 and has pick 11 and doesn't move up to get their quarterback. It would really be surprising.
It is, but that's the one where you just – JJ is going to – when the draft takes off, it's going to get interesting with him and where he goes.
He'll go at 5. My Giants will get Neighbors, and then I got to pray to God we get Penix later.
Also, a couple of teams, a couple individual players of where they can go, Mike.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy.
Chiefs.
Chiefs plus 750. David, did you see this one too? Will you stop looking?
Well, Mike asked about the number 7th pick, second overall. I was looking to see.
Bills at plus 400. Panthers.
Yeah.
God help his soul. Plus 650.
We're praying for you, man.
Yeah. Since we keep talking about JJ.
Yeah.
Where's JJ going to go? They have odds.
Minnesota.
Do you know this one, too?
I did not look.
Okay. You're saying Minnesota. What are you saying, David?
Washington.
Kenny?
Actually, I'm changing my mind. I'm going to say New York on that one.
Ooh. You guys have 3 of the 4.
All right. Whoa. That means I have a quarterback.
At number 4, the Commanders at plus 850. At number 3, the Giants plus 500.
Do you know they've already installed meditation circles under the goalposts at MetLife?
They got the little semicircles like you see underneath the hoop.
Yeah, it's actually a little chalk outline of JJ's broken body. First time he gets hit.
Patriots, number 2 at plus 410. Vikings, 1 at plus 115.
Don't we want JJ in this division? Like, don't you want that sizzle? You want to face him twice a year? I love storyline. That would be fun.
Okay. And I got a couple more real quick.
Yeah.
I can't believe this was on here, but you can actually bet this.
Uh-oh.
Guys, where's Blake Corum going?
Canada.
No. Want to take a guess? What team's going to draft Blake Corum?
Raiders.
FedEx.
No. Raiders are on the list, David, at plus 1,600. Come on. You're overthinking this one, guys.
No, not the Lions.
No.
Okay. Not the Chargers.
Chargers. Plus 340.
I have been nothing but nice to these Michigan players. Like, Sandra still would love to have him.
All right.
Jenkins would love to have him. I'm fine taking McCarthy. The one player I've just planted a flag with, I'm sorry.
I saw that and was just like, wow. You could, all right, last one. First cornerback selected. First cornerback selected.
The kid from Toledo, Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah. I'll give Tyrion.
Tyrion Arnold.
Arnold, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had Quinion also.
All right. David, these two are correct.
I figured they would be. I just wanted to give another
minus
name.
-210. He's the first one.
Wow.
But Arnold is second at minus 185.
And here's a reminder.
Or plus 185. So you're not that far off.
Don't bet on any of that, please.
I just
insanely
thought it was cool.
Bad idea. Fun to talk about. Insanely bad idea on April 10th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.